The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and whatever you are celebrating today or not celebrating today. You know, we bring on, you're listening to Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio, one of the best stations out there. You really want news, you really want the truth, and I'm going to talk about truth this program. Because I think that's something that we're missing in this world these days. Somehow or another, the truth has gotten misconceived, screwed up, turned around, inside out, and it just doesn't mean anything anymore to anybody. And that, my friends, is a problem. That is a massive problem. Why? Well, I'm going to talk about that a little later on. But first, I want to commemorate, today being Friday, June 7th. I know Joe Biden can't remember what day it is, but June 6th was known as D-Day. And what was D-Day? Well, it's been 80 years since D-Day. A lot of those fantastic Rangers and soldiers, 150,000 of them actually, that took back the world from tyranny. 150,000 people, imagine that. It was just an amazing advancement. An entire planning, like almost like getting out of Afghanistan or something like that. But it was a time when America and the Allies saved the world. They took the world back from the tyranny, brought it back to civilization. Now, why? Why would they do that? Well, I'll tell you. I did a lot of research this weekend, and probably the best one that I found was, since I wasn't there myself, and I found a guy by the name of John Keegan of the Encyclopedia Britannica. And he tells me right off the bat, straight out, that this was something that was an amazing feat, something that would have never, ever been able to happen. And he doesn't think, quite frankly, as I do, that it would happen today. I don't think we could carry it off. I don't think we could make it happen. So the Normandy invasion, as it's known as during World War II, was the Allied invasion of Western Europe, which was launched on, yes, that's right, June 6, 1944, the most celebrated, the D-Day of the war. With the simultaneous landing of British and Canadian forces on five separate beaches in Normandy, Normandy, France, Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juneau, and Sword. By the end of August 1944, it said that all of northern France was liberated, and the invading forces recognized for the drive to Germany, where they would eventually meet with the Soviet forces. Yes, we fought on the same side as the Soviets. I know it's hard to believe these days, but we advanced from east, bringing an end to the war, to the Nazi regime. It was over. Now, D-Day, June 6th, 80 years ago, thank goodness for France, so that they had beaches that we could land on, right? Because they were already subjugated, that we could save Europe. Does the world forget we saved them from one speaking German? It's embarrassing to think that Joe Biden is now the representative of the United States in Normandy. I mean, literally, I watched video of him because, unfortunately, things like this, they catch my heart. We're a generation of America that loved this country so much that people who were 16 and 17 changed their birth certificates, changed their baptism certificates so that they could join the war and defend the world. You think that would happen today? Does the world forget? It's embarrassing when we see Joe Biden. He's trying to sit down at the ceremony where there is no chair. And Jill Biden has to put a hand before her mouth and whisper to him, Joe, don't sit down. So why are we sending a geriatric senile individual who could not even figure out that there was no chair at a ceremony? When he began to try to sit down there, I mean, his caretaker, Jill Biden, wasn't there. He probably would have fallen over. But she does that. But the key to this is not to really bang on Joe Biden. It is what it is. And when I say that, I have nothing left to say. You cannot change what he is. Father Time has caught up with him, and he has caught up with Father Time. There are 100-year-olds who were in great shape, and we've seen some of them at Normandy, where you could have a conversation with them without a teleprompter, without the Easter Bunny dragging them around. And that, those were the heroes. So the question is, the generation that was true America today, this generation can't even figure out what bathroom to use and to what country they have allegiance. That, my friends, is the key. Why do I say that? On D-Day in Europe, we lost tens of thousands of brave hero soldiers, brave men and women who left their families, their friends, their children to go fight for the world. Had America not joined the war, the world would have lost to the most egregious dictator in history. 150,000 Allied troops died on D-Day. 2,500 American troops died on June 6th, 1944, on those beaches. By any stretch of the imagination, looking at it today, measured by the loss of life, it was a complete failure. But in fact, in the reality, and we'll discuss that later too, the truth of it was one of the greatest success stories that will ever be written in the history of man. It literally saved the world. It saved the planet that we now call the civilization. And all because an American generation of heroes with a resilience and a drive that I don't think we will ever see again in this country. And that's my concern, folks. That's my concern. That generation that loved America and fought for the world. And what did they say when you talk to these heroes? It's not about them. It's not about how great they were. It's they had a job to do and they did it. They fought for their country. Try burning a flag in front of one of those guys. And I bet that guy gets up from his wheelchair if he's in one and tries to beat the living daylights out of you. They were the driven generation of America. Where did that go? Where did the truth go, for that matter, in America? Where did it go? How is it that our media can lie to us each and every single day, and they're still on the air the next day? Where did that drive to make America better go? Where did that drive to tell truth, to be the person who someone would look up to, not because you wanted to be the hero, but because that's the way you were built. That's the way your parents taught you. Are we failures as parents that this generation has no drive, that this generation doesn't love this country? Maybe we are. Maybe we all failed. And that's where this came from. Or maybe it's an abomination and abuse of the American media, because that's where it started. What happened? Where did we go? Where did America go? Do you think for one second that America could accomplish what it did on D-Day today? Not even a chance. Not even a hope and a prayer. We have lost our country. We can't get it back. Not unless we change how we do things and start to bring back the pride in our country. You know what? Instead of having 20 different flags in your classrooms, in your educational systems, how about one flag? How about America? The American flag. You need to get back the pride in this country. You know, Kennedy once said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Where did those Democrats go? Now, most of them have their hands out. They want something. You know, if you are triggered by an American flag, and I got to say this, and I don't care if nobody likes it. If you're triggered by an American flag flying, then get out of the country. If you are here legally, get out. If you're lacking civility in your community, then get out. If you're you yourself don't consider yourself to be an American first, then get out. If you won't or don't love this country, then just do like the vile idiots of countries that hate America. Get out. Because you know what? I'm tired of people hating America. You could disagree with something, but you still love the country. I disagree with my family members, my brother in particular, a lot. We disagree, but I still love him, and I would go anywhere and do anything for him because I love him. That's what's missing in this country. We're in the midst of a revolution, people. And it's not a revolution that you might think. It's not a colored revolution. It's not a money revolution. It's a revolution between sanity and insanity. And we had better get this right. As a dementia patient in the White House stumbles around the world, we still actually have people in this country who think he's doing a great job. Or at least they're lying about it. Well, why not be in the media? I gotta say, whether you're the blue team or the red team, doesn't matter. You should be so angered by what's happening in this United States right now. And I'll point it out right now. Again, New York court system, something that I've been in for 36 years and had a lot of respect for. I have no respect for it anymore. Zero. Because what happened in this country, when you take the pillar of justice, which is the standard for civilization, and you knock it down and you destroy it, you destroy your civilization. And no matter what party, no matter what affiliation you've designated yourself as, you still have the ability, you should still have the ability, let me change that, to see objective truth and objective injustice. And if you don't stand for injustice, then you stand for nothing. You might as well just paint welcome on the back and let it happen. Okay? What would we do today? What outcome would we have today if D-Day were today? I cringe to think of it. We've really lost the ability of America to be called America. We no longer have a generation that would drive the world towards sanity. We're driving the world towards insanity. We're going backwards. We've lost our minds in this country. Truth is no longer cherished. Lies go unchallenged in the media every day. Zero accountability for criminals. Zero accountability for our people who engage in corruption in our government. We must bring back America, or we will never, ever, ever have even a scintilla of a chance if we don't do it now. The lamestream media claims Biden's perfectly fit. Wait, I got some quotes here for you. He's sharper than a tack. He's as sharp as he ever was. I don't know if that's much of a compliment. Afghanistan withdrawal, or as I say, surrender, went perfect. We have Iran under control. Israel is our closest ally, except when they're not. Where's the truth anymore? Where did the truth go in this country? I don't get it. You know, I see and I watch on C-SPAN, I watch these Senate hearings and the congressional hearings. They bring forth Merrick Garland, and they bring forth Fauci. Yes, they dragged him up. And they bring forth all these people who, you know, presidents of universities as to why they didn't get rid of the anti-Semitism. Oh, it's a contextual basis. Is that a violation of your rules? Well, you need context. No, you don't need context. If somebody calls for the death of one of your students, that's pretty much context for you. But they can't see it. That's our educational system right then and there, and I've talked about it before. But the outcome today for a D-Day would be disastrous. I'm going to drop a little bit now towards what I saw this morning. And Joe Biden had given a speech. He gave a speech in Normandy. And very ceremonious, you know, very succinct, and about 9 minutes in total. That's a lot for a teleprompter guy. But what was surprising to me, really quite surprising to me, as to how somehow or another his speechwriters tried to tie Russia and what's going on in Ukraine today, and its war with Ukraine, to World War II situation, where there was a complete breakdown of the world order. Now, is this something in America that we're prepared for? Are we really prepared to go head-to-head with Russia? And I can assure you, if we went head-to-head with Russia, the evil of access, or the access of evil, I should say, let's not do a Biden, the access of evil And the evil axis would be North Korea, China, and Russia. And you might have one or two of those little other guys jumping in there too. But China, that's a really dangerous case. And why? Because although I heard tons and tons of speeches about decoupling from China when Biden got into office and how he's going to bring back education, he's going to bring back manufacturing, we're going to make our drugs here. Guess what? Just like every other promise he made. The promise of unity too. Nothing. Zero. Zip nada. You know, unfortunately, it's not tennis where love means nothing. Love for the country means something. So what are we prepared for right now under Biden? So the military regime under Biden and its absurd civilian leadership, these are the same people who ran the Afghanistan surrender. I mean, they called it a withdrawal, but when people are dropping off of planes and we're literally picking up 13 dead soldiers because it didn't have to happen, they called that a success? And who got fired? Who got demoted? Nobody. Nobody, because nobody has culpability in this administration. Zero culpability for zero. Zero for zero. So when you add that up, what do you have? Under the Biden new mathematics, zero plus zero equals one. Right? So these were the same people who developed the DIE for the military. We're not focused on lethality anymore. Did you see the Special Forces page? It had pride colors. How nice. And you wonder why you're 30 and 40% down in your recruiting? People don't want to hear politics when they go to the military. They want to know that they're going to get the best training in the world and they're going to become the most lethal force in the world. And without that, America cannot save the world. We can't even manage our own budget. 36 trillion behind. And we just keep piling in. We just piled in another 200 million to Ukraine to protect their border. How about our border? I'll talk about that. I'll talk about that in a few. So now he's talking about now allowing Ukraine to use long-range missiles to attack inside the border of Russia. Now, what did that bring? Well, hey, let's talk reality, and I know that's going to be tough. You know, you cannot threaten Russia, a nuclear country, with bringing on more weapons and long-range weapons, giving them the ability to attack inside Russia. Because what's that? That is a direct attack. A direct attack on America? No, direct attack on Russia by America. Oh, isn't that a great idea? So now Putin's talking about supplying weapons to their allies in our hemisphere. There we go. It's an amazing thing. Nearly half of those allies who landed on the beaches in Normandy died that day. Take that into account when you think about trying to give long-range weapons to be used against Russia. You know, listen, this is not the way to do this. This is not the way to do this. You know why Russia never did anything under Trump? Because they couldn't. They were broke. Because gas was $40 a barrel of oil. And gas prices were $2 a gallon and less. Now Russia's got a ton of money. And they're selling oil to China. So all those sanctions are doing what? They're doing jack. They're doing nothing. Nothing at all. And that's the problem. But you know what? The bottom line is we are not prepared these days. We are not lethal. When Putin talks about that's a direct conflict with America, that should be shaken in our boot America time. Because we don't have the warriors and the heroes and the saviors of the world anymore. We have people in the DIA community. We have people who aren't going to join the military because you're forced to take DIE classes. And where is the meritocracy? Military was meritocracy, not diversity. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. What I want to know is when you're in that foxhole or when you're in that tank next to me, that you're not doing your nails, that you're focusing on what you need to be doing, that you're focusing on killing the enemy. We seem to have lost that. So when you think about doing something, when you want to go head to head with Russia or head to head with China over Taiwan, yeah, that ain't happening, folks. That ain't happening because we're not ready because of the dangerous, feckless foreign policy. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. But I want to jump back in, and I was really, you know, we saw what happened when Justice and the lamestream media get together and the DNC uses a useful idiot to become a judge in a case, the corruption judge. So the New York corruption, the trial which put the manufactured case against Donald Trump on trial before the entire world, just demonstrated the mountain of corruption in the New York court system and the abomination of justice now in this country. Think about this for a second. I'll just give you some facts, what's called truth, and I'll discuss that in a little bit. The number three at the DOJ, Michael Colangelo, takes a 50% pay cut, roughly, to leave the DOJ to go help Alvin Bragg at the district attorney's office against Trump. Now, no coordination from the White House here. Nothing to see here. Nope. This is the insanity. We're the people. The people are going to look back at this time, and they're going to tell me that being in the White House, there was a nice guy, and he's just a really nice guy because he wants to take a 50% pay cut and come to New York to try out the New York court system. But I want to know, what did he get promised? What was the incentive? Was the incentive, what did he get because he coordinated, right, with the Biden administration? That's my theory. Okay, the prosecution of Donald Trump was to take out his opponent because they understood Joe Biden cannot run. He cannot be the president, but he is the useful shill. I'm sure he was promised to be taken care of with something because he just didn't jump ship out of number three in the DOJ. And this was just a political conviction. This is just ridiculous. You know, and what's really, I guess, a shining light, a glimmer of hope maybe, is that since that verdict, since that ridiculously absurd verdict, with the judges charging, the jury charge was just so absurd that the jury, and I don't fault them a lot, but I know who the jury was in Manhattan. Okay, you have a Biden jury. So the insanity of the ruling class versus American people. Did you know that Donald Trump raised over $200 million since the verdict? And that was a couple days ago. Right after the verdict, people said, you know what? This cannot keep happening. You know, and we talked about, you know, I'm going to do that about truth. You know, this week, St. Fauci, the virologist in charge during COVID, came in. And he was up on Capitol Hill. I don't even know why we're even doing this anymore. Because quite frankly, nothing's going to happen under Biden. Nothing's going to be done. And you know what? It's over. Okay? We learned from it. We learned not to be that stupid. You know, these are the people allegedly leading our country. They're flawed. They're ineffective. And for lack of a better word, they're completely bonkers. They no longer serve the American people. And I'm talking red and blue. It appears they serve their party and they serve themselves. And that was not the purpose of having a democratic republic set up by the brilliant people who originally did. When it first began, our government is not set up to be run by idiots, by morons, by imbeciles, by political hacks, and people who side with their party rather than with the American people they represent. We've become a nation of division. A nation of tribalism. Tribalism nation? Where we no longer see each other as humans. We see each other as voters. This is a problem. We cannot keep this country, the great gift that was given to us by its founders. We spent too much time reevaluating why we should hate instead of finding the common ground and the ways that we need to move forward instead of backwards. Listen, the pandemic was a disaster. And I still to this day believe it was a man-made created disaster based on every piece of evidence, and I'll use that word, that I've seen that's now becoming available, that's being squeaked out by those leaders out of China who were supposed to be protecting America. These are the people protecting America. but they're protecting their own butts. So then I see Attorney General Garland is up on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Talk about lawyers. Now you know why I hate lawyers. And hearing Adam Schiff say that all these Republicans engage in conspiracy theories and are hurting the status of justice in this country, this was a belly laugh for me. I'm sorry. Adam Schiff, the guy who stood before the cameras in America and said, I have proof here that Donald Trump is a Russian agent. And nothing ever happened. No, not culpable for lying, because you're protected when you lie in Congress and the Senate. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? And they have a little $30 million slush fund. I guess they didn't let you know about that one either, to pay off the sexual harassment lawsuits. Yeah, they didn't tell you that one on the media. You didn't see that on MSNBC, did you? Hey, Morning Joe, maybe you should wake up, take the pencil out of your ear. You know, we need to think a little bit smarter. The small-headed individual, lying sack of congressman, wouldn't know the truth if it hit him in the face, this guy, Schiff. Wouldn't hit him like a brick, it wouldn't wake him up. This is an imbecile. This is one of the useful idiots that they put into office in California, which basically gave them the ability to have an idiot in government. And you get policies out of government that are from idiots. Why are we surprised? And he's talking about the weaponization of government. That's something that occurs. Obviously, he failed to understand the nature of the January 6th committee, didn't he? You know, the particular deal and the DOJ, the third in line Colangelo, I mean, the Department of Injustice, what are we saying here? Just to go after Donald Trump? And by the way, the Fannie Willis case may be in some serious hot water, too. That case has been put on permanent hold currently while they take a look and see whether or not Fannie Willis actually did some things she shouldn't have done. But I guess we'll find that out. Because the judge on that case decided Wade had lied, so he had to get off the case. But no, Fannie Willis, who made the same lies, that's okay, leave her in there. It's because he wanted to get reelected. This is the absurd reasoning. It's a flawed reasoning. This is the rest of the legislative agenda. So the cacophony of words that came out of Adam Schiff's mouth was just pretty funny. You know, he's talking about Merrick Garland being a great attorney general. I want to talk about prosecuting people who commit crimes? How about Adam Schiff for the Russia hoax when he knew it was a lie? How about Gerald Nadler? I heard, I think Greg Gutfeld said, well, somebody said, he looks just like the Penguin from Batman. And I looked at him walk across the hearing, and you know what? Yeah, he may be the Penguin. But this imbecile of the Democratic side of New York, and trust me, there are some on the Republicans too, the small-headed little individuals, small brain, gather, nothing but a parrot for the talking points of the DNC. They're not interested in getting to the point. They're not interested in getting to the truth. They're interested in keeping brainless imbeciles like them in the White House. And currently, the senile nice guy who stole documents out of a skiff, kept them in his garage, and failed to be prosecuted because he's got poor memory. He's too stupid. He's a nice guy, failing memory. But don't worry, he's perfectly fine to run the American country. Think about that for a second. He was too dumb. Memory lapses, senile, dementia, whatever you want to call it, to stand trial. But the guy who's standing trial for a documents case now had the evidence played with by the DOJ. And by the way, as I said from day one, the appointment of a special counsel from within the DOJ is not appropriate and it's not allowed by statute. I mean, it's just pretty sad. It's getting there. It's really getting sad. You know, it's time to pull the drain plug out of the bottom of the pool. And it's got to suck out the water and the rest of the corruption in this government. You know, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. We're going to take a short break so we can pay for some of this. Stand by. You're going to love the rest of this. Hang in.
Hey, folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back here listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. And just before the break, we were talking about the brainless fools in Congress and the Senate and why we wonder that we have bad decisions and poor policies out of our government. It's not that much of a stretch of the imagination to see why. Look at the people who we have in there. We have people, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff. They've lied to you left, right, and center. You have Maxine Waters. She just yells, get in everybody's face, create problems, do everything bad to people, and that's okay, because she's Maxine Waters. You know, when you start to look at things the way they're falling apart, the way they've fallen apart, actually, in 3.5 years, it's amazing. You know, and then on the Judiciary Committee, this is what I love. You have Eric Swalwell from Connecticut, the guy whose campaign was funded by the Chinese and slept with Fang Fang, the Chinese spy. And we need to make better choices, America. You know, you need to drain, you know, he talked about it his first time, drain the swamp. And he did a little bit. But I think what he was focusing on is trying to get through the first term, understand what was going on, and get things done for America. And what he found out is the swamp doesn't want to work with you because you're going to overturn the apple cart and expose everything. You're going to overturn everything and expose the dirty, disgusting underbelly of politics, the corruption. And that scares the bejesus out of these people. And America, you need to make better choices. You cannot keep putting the same imbeciles back in office each and every time and expect a different result. That's the definition of insanity. Unless the Democrats have changed that too. So when we get rid of the corrupt people in our government, they're sucking the life out of this country faster than a hole in the bottom of the pool, as I told you. But we need to make the intelligent choices as voters. Stop listening to these outlets that don't tell you anything. Stop listening to these outlets that chop speeches of Trump in and out, left and right. It's not reality. Go look at the speech yourself. Don't listen to what they're telling you he said. Go check it out. This is your country, folks. Do you want idiots running it? You know, I was amazed, actually, by watching the Attorney General Merrick Garland before the hearing in the Judiciary Committee. And I really loved the fact that every question that he knew he was going to be answered, he had no idea about. You know, the connection between the federal and state cases when the feds with Wade and Fonnie Willis case came and he billed for 8 hours, that was genius. Why not admit that you were at the White House for 8 hours? Why don't you put it down like Trump did, legal fees? Yeah, that's it. Put legal fees for legal fees, because that would be the right thing to do, wouldn't it? So he billed for 8 hours for being at the White House. But there was no coordination. None. He didn't know about that. Oh, Attorney General. Nah, I don't know what he's doing all day long. It seems like there was a simple yes or no question. What are you doing? It's clear. It's clear there's coordination. So tell us. Admit it. We coordinated because we had the evidence, or we didn't have the evidence, or we had to make up the evidence. The guy who actually billed for it for Georgia, that was Wade. He got kicked off the case now, that's right. But, you know, you send your second, or your third in command from the DOJ to the New York case, and you don't think that you're going to get a question about that? You don't think something like that's going to happen? You're going to say, oh, crap, maybe I should know something about that? No, they didn't think about that at all, did they? No. So you know what? This is the garbage that you have in government. So my question is, why hasn't the Department of Injustice did something, some kind of investigation of the independent attorney general like Letitia James, who actually ran like Alvin Bragg, the same thing. They ran on getting Trump. Is that a violation of your ethics? It is. It is in the real world, but I guess that doesn't matter in the Democrat world. That doesn't matter, does it? Because it's garbage. It's absolute garbage. So here we go. You know, they convicted Trump, the leading candidate for president, and he's going to become president, by the way. And I'm telling you right now, as sure as I'm sitting here, every single one of those is going to be thrown out. That case is gone. That case doesn't have a prayer, because the reality was the evidence that came in wasn't evidence. It was stories. And the charges to the jury were absurd. But the useful idiot, that's why you brought him in. That's why he's been handpicked for every one of the Trump-related cases. And people say, well, see, all the Trump's guys around him are in jail. No, because they used the same judge. They used the same useful idiot to put him in jail. What's the problem? Oh, the problem is that it's now the injustice system, and it has nothing to do with the facts or the evidence. So let's look at, on Tuesday, let's look at the bird brain and the border disorder. Okay, on Tuesday, miraculously, Joe Biden suddenly remembered that he could do executive orders, the same kind of executive orders that he opened up the border with, 90 of them in the first 90 days, right? When he came into office, that he opened up the border, he could actually be dealt with by him with a possible window dressing of an executive order. Does he actually think that America is that stupid? That clueless? I hope not. Could we be that clueless to not understand that this particular executive order actually does zero? Zero. And I've seen the video from the border since the order went into effect, and it's worse. Not any better. And this is the stupidity. And the media went out like he had just invented the wheel or sliced bread. And they all claimed to have that. Oh, my God, he's finally did it. He couldn't wait for the Republicans anymore that were destroying this country. Well, guess what? The Republicans were not going to fund more rubber stamp people at the border. And that's what he wanted. So what did his executive order accomplish? Zero. Hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands are coming across each day. And he's even in court, the Biden administration, fighting Texas because Texas wants to protect its border, and they are fighting to open up the Texas border. I'm sorry. That's not America anymore. So what does he actually think? Let's see what happened here. In 3.5 years, what did he actually do? So he let in, well, I don't know, 3.5 years, 13 million people. Well, I'm betting, based on the figures and what I'm seeing from some of these sources, that it's closer to 17 million. But you know, hey, if you put lipstick on a pig and give it to the media, if the DNC, they'll run with it. They'll run with it in a heartbeat. Listen, this is a catastrophe for America. If you think for one second that anything is going to change because he did a executive order right before his second term, right after he gets elected, if he got elected, God help us, it's going to go right back to the same stupid, ridiculous border policy that has caused 13 million or more people in here now. And God knows how many people are in here that are from gangs. What do you think all the fentanyl deaths are coming from? Out of thin air? You think fentanyl just materializes in America? No. The Chinese sell the goods to Mexico. They make the fentanyl, and they just bring it across the border. Because, hey, we're a sanctuary country, right? Bring us, you're poor, you're insane, you're a criminal. Send them all here. We'll take them. And the funny thing is, most of the countries don't want them back and won't accept the return flights. Welcome to the real world, Joe Biden. You know, this is something that I will never understand. He's broken the law each and every day that he's been in office, and he still wants a second term. America, you can't be that stupid. You have to put an end to this garbage. This is something I'll never understand, how there are still people in this country that think Joe Biden's doing a good job. That's a scary thought, man. That is really scary. So, listen, he trashed all of Trump's executive orders that were working, and now he thinks by putting one up in front of the media and then gobbling it down like it was a hot souffle, that this will change the heartbeat of America. Well, I doubt it. Not if you listen here, because I'm going to tell you the garbage that's flying around. Now, it's not anything. It's not a change in the wind. It's nothing. This is an absurd kind of window dressing story. He wants to tell you the story rather than give it to you. But nothing's changed. The conditions are worse, and I'm seeing it every day. So let me jump over to I know you didn't think I was going to mention it, did you? Guns and drugs, no biggie when your daddy owns the town and the state you're being charged. Delaware. Yeah. He's going to get convicted. Give me a break. This is something what they call jury nullification is going to happen here. What do you think Jill Biden's sitting in that courtroom for? Because she really all of a sudden cares? Meanwhile, he's running around for 3.5 years doing drugs left, right, and center. Nobody says a word. But now all of a sudden he's up on federal indictment, and Jill's sitting there as the concerned parent. Oh, my goodness. But she's the stepmom, so it's okay. So, you know, so the new drug charge, and actually the drug and gun charge, right? Because the gun, when you fill out the application for the gun, and if you listen to Locked and Loaded, he'll tell you all about that. You have to be truthful. Yeah, I know, kind of sucks, but you got to be truthful. You know, we'll talk about truth in a few. But the new drug charge case on Tuesday started. So now the laptop, this is just got to get you, if this doesn't get you laughing, the laptop that the 51 intel agents said was Russian disinformation, and they swore to it in a letter, and Joe jumped up on stage and yelled about it. Now all of a sudden, that's their main evidence, because they knew from day one that laptop was Hunter's. They knew it. So you know what? Hey, you know, there's no longer Russian disinformation? Interesting. It's actually being used by the government to prostitute the case. That's it. Oh, prostitute. Did I say prostitute? I meant prosecute. Oops. So I gather now that it's real, or did it just become real? It's like Pinocchio. Now it became real. It's a real laptop now. And when I saw an interview with him where they asked him, if he's missing a laptop, I don't know. It could be. I don't remember. You know, I don't care whether he was using drugs or not. That's his business. He wants to destroy whatever's left of his brain. That's his business. That's his parents' business. It wasn't my day to watch him. But when you fill out a form for the federal government and you lie on it, I'm sorry. That's not an excuse anymore. That's why they asked that question. That's like letting DWI drivers who kill people off because they say I was too drunk to drive. I didn't know I was driving at the time. That's not an excuse either, because that you willfully did. Did someone force him? Did someone force him to do crack cocaine? Did somebody force him to do all those drugs? No. No, he did it on his own. So, you know what? They pulled up the Biden credentials and they pulled up. Listen. Even if he gets a conviction, and I know they keep saying it. They keep saying Joe Biden's not going to pardon him. I can tell you as a parent, I don't care what he says, but if this guy gets convicted, I mean, Joe's banking on the fact that they're going to get a jury nullification, which means he's going to get off. But if not, Joe's going to pardon him. And you know what? I wouldn't fault him for it. It's the right thing to do. I think his son was a mess. I think somehow he should have intervened a little earlier, but you know what? I'm not going to hold it against the old guy. You know, it's just not, you know, it's not my style. It's just not my style. You can't be responsible for everything your kids do, but you know what? You can go to the moon and back again, to infinity and beyond for them. And if Joe doesn't pardon Hunter, if he gets convicted, I'd be really surprised, and I'd be mad at him. And trust me, I'm mad at him for a lot of other things. but this would be unconscionable. He should pardon him. And if not, Trump should pardon him if Trump gets in. Because you know what? He was messed up. And you know what? Like Trump said, and this is what I really can't stand about the media. They said Trump would go after everybody if he gets elected again. He would go after the revenge tour. And that's exactly what he didn't say. And had you listened to the interview, and I saw the full interview, he said when he got into office, he could have gone after Hillary Clinton, but he didn't think it was what the country needed. He didn't think that the country needed to have the former wife of a president, or I should say the wife of a former president, and the Secretary of State charged and go to jail. Because he didn't think the country wanted that. And you know what? That was when I had more respect for the man than I ever had. Because you know what? He's demonstrating to you he put America first. Not his personal vengeance tour. Not anything else. The rest of this is garbage. What you're hearing on the media is garbage. And you know what? I think the Attorney General should release the audio tape of the interview between her and Biden. It's got to happen. They released the transcript, but they admitted doctoring the transcript. Are you kidding me? What happened to the most transparent administration ever, right? What happened to that? Should we play those tapes again? Well, you know what? Joe, you could order the release tomorrow, and I think you should. You know what? Because I would like to know why he decided, because clearly the transcript doesn't indicate it because it's been doctored. I want to know what the transcript said. No, I want to know how he said it, because that's where you're going to tell whether or not this guy is competent or incompetent to run this country. And I would suggest highly, highly, right now I'll tell you, that if it was good for Joe, it would have been out there already. So I'm betting it shows how behind closed doors he is not the sharpest tack. That, my friends, is the reality. You know, having Garland and Fauci testify before Congress, that was a stone wall right there. That was the biggest wall I've ever seen built in this country since Trump was in office. You know, so walls do work when it comes to breaking and keeping evidence out. You know, we'll never see the real evidence because we're too dumb to elect great people to this country. We need people to lead this country, not for the corruption to lead the country. And when CNN has to drag up Andrew McCabe, remember him? That little dirtball, that liar, when his lips are moving, he's lying. He tried to take over the government and had an insurance policy, remember? Yeah, him and his girlfriend. Yeah, what happened to that? Did we forget about that? Well, you know what? And Maxine Waters again, when she says, listen, literally, you know, she can't be that stupid. Well, as a personal challenge, once again, she proves that she is dumber each and every day. She's the brainless fool that keeps on giving. These are the same imbeciles that called for the revolution when Trump was in office. And now they're upset. Listen, we need to take the trash out. And that includes that on CNN and MSNBC, those people who can't figure out what the truth is. We can't continue to be a nation divided while the world crumbles into chaos and wars. Biden has to go, or the world will be gone. Mutual destruction was a theory, and I firmly believe that if given another term, Biden will attempt to find out whether or not that mutual destruction will really work. Stop the world. Stop the world's downfall, the decline. Vote Trump. You know, if it's between senile and crazy, take the crazy, because it gets things done. Now, I wanted to jump into a little bit of truth. Why is it important? Truth can be defined, I think, as a quality state of being in accordance with fact of reality. Truth encompasses accuracy, honesty, I think sincerity in conveying information or representing reality. As it is, without distortion or manipulation. Well, then why is truth important to each individual? Because it forms a basis of trust, integrity, and authenticity in their interactions with others and with the world. When individuals prioritize truthfulness in their words and actions, It fosters a general connection, a genuine connection. It builds credibility, and it cultivates a sense of personal integrity. We don't have that anymore. Living in alignment with truth allows individuals to make informed decisions like we should in America. We must pursue the meaningful goals, navigate life with clarity, maybe a purpose perhaps. But in society, it plays a bigger role, I think. It plays a foundation, the role in promoting transparency, accountability, justice. A commitment to truthfulness is essential for the functioning of the democratic institution. The administration of law, we've seen that fall apart, didn't we? Law and order, remember that? The advancement of knowledge and progress? Oh, it didn't come from the lab. It came from the wet market. Oh, yeah, that was it. Uh-huh. We'll see that one again. So when truth is upheld as a core value, it does. I think it fosters mutual respect, quite frankly. Some cooperation, maybe. Maybe even harmony. Wow, wouldn't that be amazing? Harmony among the members of society. Wow. And conversely, I can tell you right now, the erosion of our truth can lead to confusion, distrust, social instability. It's undermining the fabric of civil discourse and democratic governance. Guess what's happening right now? The erosion of truth. So ultimately, what does truth really do? It serves as that guiding principle for the ethical conduct, for the intellectual inquiry, and the pursuit of a just and equitable society. Does it empower individuals to engage critically with the world? I think it does. It challenges falsehoods and injustices, the work towards collective well-being and enlightenment. That's what it does. That's why it's important. Truth refers to the correspondence between beliefs or assertions and the object reality. It's not merely about thoughts or ideas, but it's about what we believe and assert to be true. Lies and bull spit are opposition of truth. While liars intentionally conceal the truth, bull spitters disregard it altogether. Welcome to CNN. Welcome to MSNBC. That's what it is. So be truthful. It allows personal growth. Why? Because truthfulness creates integrity and it builds trust, integrity in relationships. And take it to the societal level, because that's where it really needs to go. It strengthens those social bonds. While lying and hypocrisy, well, I think they weaken them, quite frankly. So where are we as a civilization now? Where are we? Are we living in the truth? Do we support fairness? Do we? Do we really think it does? Or does truth avoid harming our civilization? Believing in falsehoods, they disrupt everything. They endanger our lives, the legal lives, the societal lives, the social consequences. Spreading untruths leads to zero penalties. It's got to change. The philosophical concept of truth needs to be woven back into society. So America is actually truly at war with itself. We did not stop it. We did not start it. We don't know when it began, but it's now raging out of control, like a forest fire. But we need to stop the crazy anti-American rhetoric. We got to get away from that. And we got to start to work towards something instead of against everything. You know, I looked at the records during the war, or the war records, I should say, of the Biden policy and of the Trump policies. And I'm looking right now on the Biden policy, the dangerous foreign policy. It's moving us quickly towards World War III. The insanity of this moment should not be lost as we come past June 6th, I should say, 80 years past. We saved the world from tyranny. But you see, we had now under Trump, we had peace through strength. Zero wars in 4 years. Zero. Count them. Zero. You can count them on any one of your hands, because you don't need any fingers. Now, put that up against the feckless and twisted, confused and reckless policies of the Biden administration and his ideological idiots that are running our civilian military and running the Pentagon and making decisions that are just whack. Three wars, and we're heading directly towards a final global war. And I do mean it will be the final one. Because quite frankly, I don't think nuclear war has a problem with global warming. Because in a split second, you're 2,000 degrees. But what was interesting I saw this week, and I'm going to kind of close out the program with this idea, is I saw this week something, the last week or so, I should say. The media has turned the tables. They're now carrying out what I believe to be the DNC new marching orders. They're setting up American people to turn out Joe to pasture. They're gonna get rid of him. They're going to 86 him. Faster than Father Time, I believe. Now, the Republicans, wake up. Here it comes. Democrats are scheming. They're way ahead of you. Way ahead of you. They now recognize that Joe could likely lose to Trump. And the DNC will never let that happen. They will get everything done. And you better be paying attention, Republicans, because if you don't, you're going to lose this one too. They have a ground war. They have a war where they go into the villages, into the stores. They wait outside of Home Depots, and they register them to vote. And they register them to vote. And they'll send out absentee ballots. And when they don't pick them up, they'll pick them up and fill them out and send them in. Without ID, doesn't need ID, right? Why wouldn't you need voter ID? Because they don't want you to know who's really voting. But here we go. Nothing to see at the border, magic, right? This is what we're doing. So he goes back again. They are setting him up now. They are going to take him out. Now, the big question is, who do they put in the place? Can they put in Kamala? She's got a worse record than he does. She makes him look like, you know, I don't know. Can't even put that one into words. But this is a change in the media. Did you not see the switch flip? Now they're saying, oh, he's stuttering, he's falling, he's this, he's that. When you never saw that before. And now the Wall Street Journal comes out and attacks him. And now they're saying, oh, it's a hit piece. Before they loved the Wall Street Journal because it's an anti-Trump magazine. The New York Times was an anti-Trump magazine. It's an anti-Trump newspaper. It was Trump, 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 24-7, CNN, MSNBC. They're going after Trump all over the place. But guess what? Guess what? Now they've changed. Now they've turned it around. And they're saying, Joe may not be okay. Joe's not going to be doing good. So they're going to take him out, folks. Pay attention, Republicans. Be prepared for everything. Don't think that just because you think you're going to cruise in with Trump, that's not going to happen. And I wouldn't be surprised, quite frankly, if this knucklehead, useful imbecile in Manhattan tries to put Trump in jail. Oh, I have no idea. Absolutely, that is on the table. That is on the table. Even though this is going to be turned over faster than a leaf in the wind, this case, while it lasts, it's going to be a thorn in his side. And this judge, because of the way he charged that jury and pretty much everything, the indictment was unconstitutional. The jury charges were unconstitutional. So it's going to be overturned. But you know what? It's not going to be till after the election. That's all they wanted. All they wanted to do is be able to say he's a convicted felon. And now they're going after him for the weapon. Please give me a break. He's always got security around him. He's got Secret Service around him. Does he really need his weapon? No. But you know what? It's ridiculous for them to try to go take it away from him. Yeah, I know. Convicted felons aren't supposed to have weapons. Why don't we tell the convicted felons that? The ones that keep getting caught with weapons and no consequences. Yeah. But Trump, you're going to put in jail if he doesn't turn in his weapon. Listen, nothing to see at the Border Magic Show, right? Listen, people, America, don't fall for it. We're at war with ourselves. Again, we did not start it, but we have to stop it. Because it's raging out of control and we have to pay attention. Okay, you've been listening to Bite of Reality. I want to thank you for listening this week. Don't take the bait. Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Have a great week and thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.